This content is sponsored by HBC Solar PV Tech and Automaton Electronics and Security.
One huge challenge I've encountered with electric vehicle driving, ownership, using, is the cost of charging. As you may know, electric vehicles have increased substantially in range. However, that increase also is applicable to the cost of keeping that vehicle charged. The bigger the battery, the more cost you're going to incur charging that big battery at home specifically, and also on the road. At home, the energy costs have gone up dramatically here with the stagflation the last couple of years, and charging is not cheap, especially during the summer months. For example, here in Georgia of the US, the energy costs have gone up so dramatically, it's ridiculous. The summer charges range from about 7 cents per kilowatt hour up to 14 cents per kilowatt hour, depending what slot of energy you are in. For example, the first 650 kilowatt hours, you're going to get charged between
8.3 and 13.7 cents.
And from 601,000, it's about
13.7
cents. Anything above 1,000, you're going to be paying about
14.2
cents, which is insanely high. The kilowatt hours at a
electric vehicle
fast charging station is, as of right now, probably about
from 30 to 60 cents per kilowatt hour, per my experience.
And I believe that is extremely high. Imagine having to pay
29 cents
per kilowatt hour while charging an electric vehicle
at your home when it's supposed to be a lot cheaper than charging away from your home.
And I myself have purchased a longer range electric vehicle. I used to have a shorter range electric vehicle with a 24 kilowatt hour battery. Now I have one with 66 kilowatt hour battery, and it is just killing me with my electric bill. I just got my last electric bill here in the late spring of 2024 of $214, which is insanely high. For my very low, conservative, watchful energy use, I watch my energy use like I watch the moon at night. I mean, it is insane and it is almost embarrassing the way I watch my energy use. However, it is something that I feel I should do and have to do because the costs for energy are just so ridiculous that I have to keep keep tabs on it, because these companies, quote unquote, the electric company, will abuse you at any chance they get. For example, I called the electric company yesterday complaining of a high electric bill and also telling them that I not used my central AC unit for about 15 days during the period they charged me. And I also did not use my electric range during that period. But they dismissed my claims as not credible, as unreliable, as bullshit.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Basically. And they basically said that the meter reading is 100% accurate. No chance of there being a problem with any power leakage or any kind of misreading. And that's what these power companies do. And having an electric vehicle is not helping me with saving energy. Yes, it is, I would hope, saving some sort of environmental catastrophe. I hope it does save me money in the very long run. But as of right now, about 3 to 4 months in to owning this longer range electric vehicle, it seems not to have saved me much money at all, especially if you take into account the cost of the vehicle, the expensive registration fees that you must pay here in the state of Georgia, one of the most backward states in the union. You have to pay over $210. Above and beyond what everyone else has to pay at registration every year. I've said that many times before as well. And the cost to charge an electric vehicle is just too much. And I am considering cutting back on the use of the electric vehicle, which is going to basically null out the justification of having it. If I'm not using it as much as I can possibly use it, then there's really not a justification for having it. So I will probably be considering selling this vehicle. Sadly enough, supporting the power company is just as evil and as inefficient and counterproductive to me as it is to support the fossil fuel, gas, gasoline, petroleum industry. So the ideal thing I believe, is to just not drive. At this moment, the cost of driving has kept going up ridiculously. I mean, the cost of driving is just insanely high, with parking fees, tolls, insurance costs, with the cost of vehicles, the cost of registration, especially for electric vehicles here in the South, and all kinds of other costs involved with driving, not to mention the liability, the risk of driving. Not only the risk of you getting involved in an accident, hurting someone, hurting yourself, but also the liability of being exposed to police, to traffic police that usually commit all kinds of violence against minorities and people of color, especially, not only, but especially, and being exposed basically to the traffic, the stress, the risk of bodily injury, the risk of severe accidents that you encounter, especially here in this state, that the risk of being in an accident is quite high here, not only in the Atlanta area roads, but perhaps throughout the state. This is one of the worst states for pedestrians to be out on the road, meaning that drivers are careless to life, disrespectful to the life and safety of pedestrians, let alone other drivers. So it is insanely bad here, especially in the South, to drive. It is insanely expensive and risky to drive. And it is something that makes it almost unjustifiable to drive. It is best, very much best, to just walk, bike, if it is safe for you to walk or bike. Sometimes that is even more risky, especially where you have this type of attitude, as the one here, that is disrespectful to the safety and life of pedestrians. But if you live in an area that allows for walking, makes it a priority for people to walk, and it is relatively safe to walk, then that is the best thing to do. Ditch your vehicle, ditch all the costs involved with it. The next best thing to do would be to take public transportation. Take advantage of the public transportation system, if there is one. There is none here where I live, and the entire state has a very retarded transportation system. Very small, diminished, underdeveloped, and even non-existent transportation system in many areas. And it is just another reason why I believe this state, along with many of the other southern states, are retardedly backward.
Retardedly backward.
And that's something I wanted to mention. I mean, the cost of driving is just through the roof, especially if you have an electric vehicle right now. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please look for the next episode soon, and please ensure to share this with your friends and family. And please like this content and subscribe as a sign of support and for me to continue to provide this type of content to more people like you. Lastly, if you wish to support this content further, please visit the links provided in this publication. Thank you.